Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And I tell you what, we have Scott Manning with us today. And he's a fishing guide, a man after my own heart, it sounds like, because he loves catching big fish. And I like catching big fish. I just like going fishing.
I like catching big fish, little fish, just love going fishing too. So
there you go. So we are up in Anderson County up here in Tennessee. And so lots of water here and good fishing too.
Yeah, you have Norris Lake above the dam, and then from the dam down to Melton Hill Dam, you have the Clinch River, which has some awesome trout fishing.
Yeah,
particularly right here on the upper end of the river, trout fishing is really good. You have native brown, rainbow, and brook, but they also have an extensive stocking program.
Right.
TWRA stocks usually once a month, 3,000-4,000 fish.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, really good fishing.
So what do you guide for?
I mainly guide for strippers. I would say 75% of my trips are stripper trips. And the rest are catfish.
Catfish.
Yep.
Yep. Both big fish.
All big fish, yeah. So yeah. Stripper fishing's really, really, really good here. So you have this is what we call the trophy area, the Clinch River, which has some really big strippers.
Right.
Not numbers. Captain Bryce, who runs my fishing guide service, Tennessee River Monsters.
Right.
He got a 62 in February.
Right.
Then he got about a 60 yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so they some giants here, but it's tough fishing.
Yeah, so you're fishing, you're talking about fishing on Norris, and you're fishing up
below the dam. So I'm actually fishing on, yeah. Now, Norris has some pretty good striper fishing too, but
right.
You don't have those size fish. You know, you're looking 5, 10, 15-pound fish there.
Oh, I see.
They had a big kill-off, I think, in 92 up on Norris. Yeah, so they're just now starting to come back pretty good.
So the guide service does do both sides or just below the dam?
Just below the dam. Yeah, we don't fish Norris. It's just a big, deep water lake, tough fishing.
Right.
If you don't spend an enormous amount of time up there, it's just hard to fish. So strippers, you know, like to move, so we stay on them on this end.
Let's talk about that then. So you're fishing the tailwaters. The release, the water release that's coming out of a dam, how's that influx the fishing or the guide trips?
Actually, the best fishing is when they got the floodgates on and the water's roaring. Below Fort Loudoun Dam, below Melton Hill Dam, below Watch Bar Dam, when that water's really roaring, you have a lot of oxygen level, which stirs up the bait, brings the bait in, and of course the big fish are going to follow the bait. To give you an example, 2 weeks ago they were running the floodgates. Fishing was incredible.
Right.
3 or 4 days ago, they cut everything off. We haven't had any rain or anything. So, I mean, they've cut all the floodgates off, everything. There's no current fishing stuff.
Oh.
It's tough right now. So, when the water temperature warms up, it's still in the upper 50s.
Right.
So, when we get in the upper 60s and upper 70s, fishing will be
phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
Top water.
Yeah. Top water lures, swim baits. Yeah. Right now, everything's live bait. And we catch a lot of big strippers on. Bryce caught the big one in February on cut bait.
On cut bait?
Yeah. Yep. Most people don't realize strippers like that lazy, you know, that easy meal.
Yeah.
So if you got a fresh piece of cut bait, you can really do good on stripper fishing on them too.
So when you're cut bait fishing, are you going up to the bank and then casting out, or are you anchoring?
Yeah, usually we're going to anchor up close to the bank and, you know, find little pockets and little depots, and just that's where them fish are going to lay up in that deeper water.
Live bait, you're using skipjack or just
skipjack,
gizzard?
You skipjack with balloons. Balloon fish to skipjack. And, you know, but sometimes they want thread fins or gizzards. So, you know, we'll do planer boards. And then, like I say, late spring, the topwater bite's really good, you know, the first 35, 40 minutes of daylight.
Right.
And then right before dark. So, you know, we're throwing spooks. Red fins is really popular lure here.
Right.
Cordell redfin, the old redfin. It's been around forever, so. But striper fishing is really, really good here. So,
So if someone was to come and not use your guide service, but if they were to put in, is the access? How's the access?
There's tons of boat ramps. I would recommend none of them fishing the trophy area, because that's an area you really got to know where you're going.
Shallow
water. Plus, it's just there's not that many fish, and if you don't know right where you're going, you could fish for a week before you could find out where the fish are. But, you know, if you get below the dams on Fort Loudoun or Melton Hill or Watch Bar at particular years, fishing's fairly easy, you know, get you some live bait and throw you a cast net in the coves, catch you some live bait, and, you know, pretty much it's easy fishing. But there's tons of boat ramps, really good maintained boat ramps too.
Right. So that's interesting because I think catching bait's the hard work whole thing. That's why you get a guide.
So
you don't have to throw the net. You don't have to keep them alive. You don't have to deal with any of that situation.
Well, I tell people, you know, you can come down here 3 or 4 days in your boat. Probably on the fourth day, you figured them out.
Right.
So you've wasted 3 days of bait, time, gas, everything to finally figure the fish out when it's time for you to go home, and you could have hired a guide for 2 days and caught all the fish you wanted and left your boat at the house.
Right.
And I always tell people, you know, if you, with my luck, if I'm dragging my boat, it's always a wheel bearing or flat tire, and you're like, man, I could have hired 3 or 4 guides for what I got in this trip. So it has its pros and cons, you know, but a lot of people like to come down and do their own thing.
Right.
And there's lots of public boat ramps here. And I tell people, call me or email me. Email's easy, TennesseeRiverMonsters@yahoo.com.
Okay.
If you have any questions on, you know, hey, I'm coming down. I get people say, hey, I'm coming down in September. Where do I need to go? What about bait? And I kind of give them a general idea. They're going to come anyway, so why not help them?
That's right.
You know, because they're going to bring money and spend here. They're going to eat at our restaurants, buy our gasoline, stay in our motels. So.
Which one do you think is the best for the biggest stripers?
Melton Hill Lake is because it doesn't get a lot of pressure striper fishing because there's just not that many. Most people don't want to fish 2 or 3 days to maybe get 1 or 2 bites.
Right.
And so you're going to have less pressure there. And it's mainly a bass lake and crappie lake, but mainly a bass lake. So if I wanted a big fish, I'd go to Melton Hill. But if I was traveling down here to fish 2 or 3 days, I would fish below the dams. You're going to do good.
Right. Is there a length limit?
After I think April the 15th or something, don't quote me on that date, but there's a protected limit from like November to sometime in April.
Okay.
You can't keep anything from 34 to 42.
Right.
But after that, you can keep 2 fish as long as they're over 15 inches.
Okay. All right. So
2 per person. We don't generally like to keep fish. You know, if one dies, you know, I'll offer it to the client.
Right.
If his client don't want it, I'll take it. You know, we're just not going to throw a good fish in the water and drive off. So, but, you know, we do get some that don't make it. But this time of year with the water temperatures, I mean, they're pretty good shape.
Right. So I saw that you brought some artificial, need to talk about that.
Yeah, we were talking about catfishing earlier, and I was telling you 4 or 5 years ago, you know, I used to really use the Santee rig.
Right.
And the Santee rig really is just a peg float. Uh-huh. You know, that kind of keeps you bait off the bottom. One day I was catching catfish, and the catfish will actually hit that Santee rig.
Right.
And they were just beating my thing up, and I was out of Santee. I was like, man, I got to have something to get that thing floated up. And so I had a Zura Spook in my boat.
Right.
I took the hooks off, and I basically tied it up the same way I did these. And, man, I started catching fish on them things, never thinking anything about it. So then I bought me some, painted them up.
Right.
First thing you know, I'm selling these things by the truckloads.
Wow.
And this is a special design when this is what they call the Demon Dragon 3.0. I actually sold the company to a guy in Oklahoma, Nate Davis, to TackleBandit.com. And he's got like 6 or 7 different colors of these. This is my favorite, the High Fins Blue, the silver. They say the catfish can't see down there at 40, 50 feet. I don't know about all that. Who knows? I've never interviewed a catfish. Have you?
No.
It's just like bass fishing, you know. They got different colors. Why?
For the anglers.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows what a catfish can't see? I have no idea, but I do know I get better.
The presentation is the big thing here, though. Presentation, keeping your
it
keeping
it floats bait. It up a little bit. Plus.
Right.
You know, that's supposed to be a school of shad sound.
Right.
So you have sound, sight, and they're really effective. So, but if anybody wants to try these out, you can get these at TackleBandit.com. Tell Nate there I sent you. But really good. This is what I use for catfishing. And like I said, I didn't bring any, but for striper fishing, I mainly use red fins.
Right.
Big storm swim baits are really good.
Yep.
Late fall, early spring, A-rigs are really good.
Yeah.
So those are some of the lures you mainly, like I said, we use live bait, and during the summer, it's pretty much cut bait.
Right.
Well, what happens is the water temperature gets up 75, 80 degrees, so there's no oxygen at the surface.
Right.
So all the oxygen is on the bottom. So you go down to use your GPS, you find you a pothole. We call them potholes in the river.
Right.
All them fish are going to be landing at pothole because that's where the oxygen's at. So, you know, I'll anchor up either on top of them, spot lock, or I'll anchor up onto the bank and throw my bait over into that pothole. And it's easy fishing.
Let's talk about catfishing, too.
Yeah, so catfish. We have some.
No, channel cats, flatheads, and blues.
Channel cats primarily on the Clinch River is what you're going to catch. 95% of catfish on the Clinch are going to be channels with the occasional blue. But when you go below the dams on the Watch Bar, Melton Hill, or Fort Loudoun Dam, giant flatheads, giant blues. My biggest blue is 102.
Wow.
But we catch 70, 60, 70-pound flatheads all the time. So, you know, you can check them out. I got some great videos on my YouTube channel is Wicked Outdoor Adventures.
Right.
So check out some of those huge catfish we've been catching. So, so if you like big catfish, there's a few channels there, but not many. Most of those are going to be blues. 90% of those fish are going to be blue cats.
What do you think the trick is to catching big flatheads? Is there a trick?
Yeah, you want to get – my biggest thing is I like cover. And when I say cover, everybody just automatically think brush pile, which is great, but it could be a rock pile. I'm looking for something anomaly. If I'm in the main river channel and I've got my down imaging on and I'm going down through there and everything looks smooth, and all of a sudden I got a big rock pile.
Right.
That's an anomaly in that channel there, and that's going to attract those flatheads. So if I find that, I'll mark it, get upstream from it. I'll drop my live bait or cut bait down, and those fish will periodically come and check that. I call it a signpost, but they'll come and periodically check that because it's just something out of the ordinary. It's like you at a water fountain. You know, if there's one water fountain in here, sometime during the day, you're going to go by that water fountain. So I'm looking for brush piles, log jams, rock piles, those little potholes. Those are the kind of things you're looking for on your GPS. You know, mark them. And during the summer, of course, we don't have much current, so everything I'm doing is downline. I'll spot lock on them, drop the baits down to them. I mainly use cut bait. I do use some live bait, but not a whole lot. But there's so many little blue catfish. You use live bait, you drop it down, they're going to kill it.
Right.
So you're using cut bait again. So I don't use a lot of live bait, but bluegills are good.
Right. What do you think is a tip you could tell someone that's looking at going catfishing and they're looking to catch a great big one? What would be like the one tip you would tell them?
Fresh bait is really a plus. I mean, I do catch some giants on frozen, but if you can get the fresher, the better. So if you can catch your skipjack fresh below the dams, or your shad below the dams, or go to some of the bait stores. There's a few bait stores that sell live bait. You can catch them. Fresher bait's better. There are a lot of good bank fishing places on Watch Bar Lake. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a boat. But that would be my biggest tip is fresh bait.
What about bait stores? Is there a lot of bait stores if guys come over and do they sell fishing licenses?
They sell fishing licenses. There's a lot of bait stores here. The closest one to here is Edgemore Outdoors in Claxton.
Okay.
They just sell minnows for crappie fishing.
Right.
They do get some bigger minnows, I think, for bass guys.
Right.
And then you've got a place in Lenore City called Big Fish Outfitters.
Okay.
Go by and see David Powell. He sells trout, big shad, big thread fins, little thread fins, little shad, all kinds of live bait, minnows and worms.
Okay.
And you can get licensed at all these places. And of course, I think there's a online place. I think it's gooutdoorstennessee.com to get your license online.
Yeah.
So, which a lot of people do.
So, do they, I mean, the stores, they sell that, but do marinas sell licenses?
Some do, but not many.
Yeah, they need to get it before they get it.
Most people get them at the Walmart.
I was going to say most people, they need to get it before they get on
you
there.
Do.
And they start
you do, because if you try to get it that morning online and their internet's down or your internet's down, I've had that happen. Clients, I tried to get them this morning. Right. I can't get through. So I always tell people to go either get them on your way down or go to the Walmart when you get here.
What's your favorite lure? What do you think your favorite lure is? First stripers.
Yeah, you really can't beat that redfin.
Using the C10? Using the big one?
Yeah, you're using the big one. You can't beat it. You get up there in the bulls, and them dog boxes. And them stripers have chased that bait up there, and you just pitch that lure up in there. It's really good. Or if they're busting top water, you can throw it. You know, you got to throw it right on top of them. But, yeah, you can't hardly beat a redfin.
Do you have some clients that show up and they bring their own tackle? No, like, again, I do. For striper fishing and bring their own tackle because they want to throw like a big swim bait or something in particular.
I do allow that on occasions. I'll get some guy, hey, I want to bring my tackle for catfishing. No. They said, here's the reason. I'm going to be set up to do what we're going to be doing. Right. That's not to say your gear is not good. That's not saying what you're doing where you're at is not good. But you may not be set up to do what I want to do as far as downlines or casting and things of that nature. Same way as striper fishing. But if you're going to throw lures, a lot of people have their favorite casting rod. I don't have a problem. Yeah, bring your casting rod. You know, that's fine.
Okay. Because I know I'd like to show up, but I'd like to bring my own lures.
Yeah, that's fine. So hey, I don't have a problem.
A little picky.
Yeah,
on that,
I don't have a problem with that. But if we're going to balloon live bait, I want to provide the rods. Or if we're going to catfish, I'm going to provide the rods. But yeah, I don't have, I always tell people, if you got your favorite rod, because you know, a lot of times we're pulling baits, we're pulling planer boards down the rod, you know, and they want to throw that lure on the bottom. It'll take them an hour to figure out my rod and reel, and they got their own, man. They got it dialed in. So, you know,
how many rods can you put out with planer boards when you're going? You're going downstream, or are you going upstream?
I'm going downstream. I usually put out four. I put two on each side, and then I run a free line out the back. Yep. And believe it or not, they'll either hit the ones on the sides, or the one out the back, or the ones out in the main channel. They don't usually hit all of them. They're, for whatever reason, they're going to be in a certain column in the water, and whatever you catch them on that morning, it'll be usually the rod you catch them on all the time. The other day, is every one of them I caught on the free line.
What's peak time for stripers, and what's peak time for catfish?
April through November is really the best time.
For both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
How about winter? Don't you get a winter? You get a shad kill where you they come through the dam if, and the bites phenomenal?
Yeah, it's usually pretty good in February, March. Yeah, it can be pretty good too. You know, it's just you got to brave the cold weather. And, you know, the water temperatures drop back down and they're not as aggressively feeding. Best time here is July.
July.
The water temperature's 85 degrees. Them catfish and striper, they're starving to death.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's on. Oh. Yeah, I tell people, they say your favorite month of the year is July. The new moon in July, I'm out videoing. I don't take any clients. I go out and I video for 3 or 4 days. The fishing's that good.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's good when you can go out and just video, because I can tell you.
Well, the last 2 years, I got a guy from Oklahoma comes in for 2 days on the new moon in July. He's already booked this year. He booked last year. That's how good the fishing is. It's optional. It's optimum.
Right. What do you guide out of when you're fishing?
Sea Arc boat. I got a Sea Arc boat. Trying to think, Captain Bryce got a Sea Arc. I think all my guides got a Sea Arc. Sea Arc's a good boat.
Over 20 foot.
Mine's a 21 foot. Everybody, me and Bryce use a 20 foot boat. The Rocky's got a 24, 26. And
pretty comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
How many people can you take?
Legally, you can take up to six. Yeah. I don't do that. Yeah. Six. You got six people to make happy. I like to take two. Sometimes I'll take three. I tell people, hey, there's four of us, get two boats.
Right.
Exactly. That way you're not taking turns.
Right.
And if you get four people on a boat, three of them catch a big fish, one guy's probably not going to. So, you know, I don't like to do four, but we do on occasion, you know, especially if I get a, family, you know, husband, wife, and two kids or something.
Right.
But, you know, I like the two people. I own the company, so I cherry pick them. I'll get the guys that come by themselves. I got one guy to make happy. So,
That's funny. That's my theory. I'm a guide, and I'd rather take two people, but sometimes three, but one.
Oh, yeah.
One is like the best.
Yeah, it's it. Well, Captain Bryce had that guy yesterday, caught that giant fish. He's one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he caught one fish. I think he had one bite all day long. If you asked him, that was the best fishing day of his life.
Exactly.
Yeah, so size is relative sometimes. But I tell people, if you base your trip, if you come down here and your trip's based on solely how big a fish you caught, stay home.
Right.
You know, it's what did I learn while I was here?
And the opportunity of
the opportunity.
Fish.
Did he have me around fish? You know, by large, I mean, most of the people knows it's fishing. But you get that one guy, oh, I expected this, I expected that. And I try to feel them out before they come.
Right.
I say, hey, now, it is fishing. I, you know, you see all these pictures and these videos. That'll probably happen. But I do get them days, man, I don't catch a catfish over 20 pounds.
Right.
You know, I don't catch a striper over 20 pounds. It happens. And you know that from bass fishing stuff. It just, you know, I'll have you around them, but I can't make them bite.
There you go. Hey, this is our time for Tackle Time. We stop and we talk about Pico Lures, one of our sponsors. They make some great topwater baits.
Oh, yeah.
And they, of course, they have the Pico Perch, which catches a lot of white bass. Probably also could work for stripers in there, too. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And our other sponsor, of course, is Smith Products. And this week I decided like the Diamond Retractable Sharpener. And I chose this because, first of all, it's you got to sharpen your hooks. There's so many fish that that you lose, that the reason why you lose it is because the hooks aren't sharp. Yeah. They actually, and I'll use his lure, but he has, is this an octopus?
It's an 8-aught octopus hook.
Yep, octopus hook. So these, you always want to sharpen and pull your sharpener towards the tip. So you're going to pull it that way. This one's easy to do. You can also, if you have a serrated edge on your knife, that's what this upper part of this section right here is to sharpen it. So a lot of people, they just try and sharpen their knives with the flat part on their serrated edge. But this one, actually, you can also, you know, sharpen your blade on it too, and sharpen both sides on the sides. So it doesn't take a whole lot for it to get really sharp. So don't let your grandkids play with these.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, smithproducts.com, you can check them out there. If they want to check out more about you, where would they go? And do you have, like, some social media they can check?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. We have probably 40, 50,000 followers on Facebook under Tennessee River Monsters.
Yep.
Instagram, Tennessee River Monsters. My website is TennesseeStripperFishingGuide.com.
Okay.
YouTube channel is Wicked Outdoor Adventures, and you can get me all those channels there. So
there you go. You definitely got to come and go fishing.
Yeah, fishing's
with Scott
really good here. Come to Clinton. And there's a lot of other things to do here. You know, you have Knoxville. Right. You have some of the nicest restaurants in the United States. You know, you have the zoo. You got the Ripley's Aquarium in Chattanooga. You got some ATV parks here. You got the museum. There's just so much to do here, and this place is beautiful. Y'all been here. You know it's beautiful. So.
That's right. We've been hanging out here, and I have to go home. I think I'll just let my wife drive home.
Yeah.
I'll stay here and go fishing.
Yeah, stay here and go fishing.
I'm coming back in July.
Are you?
That's got to be my plan. I'm going to talk him into having me come back.
Come back and holler at me. Hop on the boat with me. We'll go fishing.
There you go. So make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.